Hallelujah. Well, we had a great camp meeting, man. And it's always a great time to have refreshings and these spiritual times and just sort of restore our batteries and so forth. But camp meeting is a spiritual high. You ever notice we go along, we have these spiritual highs, but you can't live on the spiritual highs, you know? So if you want a title for what I'm going to talk about, don't stay on the mountaintop. You know, a lot of people, that's all they want to do. They want to stay on a high all the time, spiritual high all the time. And you ain't going to get much of this done if you do. Turn to Matthew 17. You can turn on your iPad, on your iPhone, or your device, your hard copy Bible. See, I got the hard copy Bible here. I got a whole bunch of different translations on this phone. And then I already got my, man, it's so great now with the cut and paste deal, copy and paste deal, you know. Used to, we had to look all our scripture up because it took too long to write it out because we had to write all our notes and stuff out. Now you do it on the computer and you just choomp, 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 you know, and I got them right here. I don't have to go paging through to find them. You ever notice? I used to bug me. I didn't like to do it, and I didn't like to sit there while the preacher, he's paging through, you know, trying to find where he's going. So I like it like that. How many like it like this? I'm talking long enough to let those people that try to find Matthew. I still say we need 2 approved workers, so please help us out. Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, his clothes become as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with them. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it's not good for us to be here. It is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, because that's who was with them up there. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, whom I well pleased, hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, do not be afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Now we see that Jesus and Peter, James, and John, some people call them the big 3, because if you ever notice, that's the 3 that's talked about more than anybody else of the disciples in the Bible. How many ever noticed that? Peter, James, and John. And some people call them the big 3, you know. One guy called them the 3 amigos. I don't know. But anyway, they were the 3 that was always closest with Jesus. He was always with them. And so... Now they're having this great experience up on the mountain, like we had a great experience last week at camp meeting. And so Peter said, man, we ought to do something. He wanted to build 3 tabernacles. Now, something might help you understand that this word tabernacle here might be better understood as shelter or tent or a place to stay, or maybe like a little booth deal. So Peter wanted to stay on the mountaintop. He wanted to build something up there, and he wanted to stay. But Jesus knew that they couldn't stay on the mountaintop. You can't live your whole life on a mountaintop. You know, have you ever seen these people that they run from one meeting, God's moving over here, and then they run over here, and they run over there, and run over there. You ever notice that they're never stable? And they never have very much, because they're always running after something and they never stay grounded somewhere long enough to get in the Word to know how to believe God to get something. They're always running after something rather than getting in the Word and knowing how to get it. They're running after rather than taking it. The Word of God says that if we learn how to believe Him, we can take what we want, what we need. How many understand that? Hello? You know, you can't base your Christian life on a mountaintop experience all the time. If you constantly lived on one of these kind of experiences, you never would have any opportunity to do, you couldn't do anything else. You know, it is great to have the anointing and see the power of God in operation and the moving of the Spirit. All these things are great, and the gifts of the Spirit in manifestation. But let me ask you a question. Don't you have to live a regular life? See, that was confirmation. Now, what I'm not talking about that we can't carry the power of God and the Word of God with us. Not, I mean, the presence of God with us. But I'm talking about people that are just wanting to shout all the time. My dad used to say to me, and he'd say, shouting is good, but you can't live with the shout. You got to have the Word. You got to have the Word. You know, and it's great to go to these places and get recharged and get, you know, but do you notice when they come down off of that mountaintop experience? I mean, they just had a tremendous mountaintop experience, and the first thing they did, they came down, they had to deal with the boy that was tormented by devils. I mean, they had this great experience, but now they got to deal with some of these things, you know, and the other disciples were down there, and that man, the father said, well, they couldn't do anything, you know. Now they got to deal with the unbelieving, their unbelieving peers that couldn't get nothing done. See, Jesus understood that the power of God had to operate in the valley as well as it did on a mountaintop. You see, mountaintop experiences is good, but we have to deal with the things that here in the world as we live. Now, what are we supposed to do when we're not on the mountaintop? We just had a great week. Now we got to come back and we got to go to work this week. We got to go deal with the natural. Hello. Y'all there, you're done going home. We have to live according to the Word of God. It's great to have the great mountaintop experiences, but we don't live on the experience. We live on the Word of God. It is written. It is written. See, you know, he said, he answered and said, it is written, Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Jesus tells us here then, we live by the Word, not on these experiences. Thank God for them. They're great, and we need to have them ever so often. But let me ask you a question. If every time we came in here, we had no teaching of the Word, all we had is a great experience, the move of God, people running, shouting, having a good time, that experience will not help you to face all of the trials and things that you're going to face out there. Hello. I mean, we had a great time Friday night. How many were here? If you weren't, you missed it. That's your problem, not ours. all of us that was here, we had a great time. You should have been here. The door was open. But how many of you had to wake up Saturday morning and face the real world? How many of you, when you woke up Saturday morning facing the real world, you didn't feel like shouting? Hello, come on, let's be honest. I'm talking about, you can't, those experiences are great, but you can't live there. You've got to live with the Word. And those experiences is like, you know, a good dessert after a great meal. See, the Word of God is our meal, and those great mountaintop experiences is our dessert. Everybody understand what I'm talking about? Y'all understand it? And it's great, and it's great to have them, but we've got to live with the Word, and we've got to have those experiences. Come on. You see, we've got to face our situations when the gifts of the Spirit are not flowing. The Word of God says they flow and operate as He wills, not as we will. We have to face the world when we don't see in the natural, we don't see the glory of God in manifestation, but we still have the Word. Whether the gift's in operation, we still have the Word. Whether there's a great outpouring, manifestation, we still have the Word. Come on. Whether we feel or see any anointing at all, we have the anointing living on the inside of us. See, the Word is the most powerful and solid spiritual element that we have. All these others are great and good, but they're operating as He wills, through us and in us. But this right here is solid, and it will keep you in balance, and it'll keep everything in your life coming to you. Hello. Praise God. Thank God for the mountaintop. Turn around and tell somebody, thank God for the mountaintop. But I live by the Word. Let me understand where I'm coming from today. Y'all understand this? I've been in this all my life. And I've been in these great services. And I had the privilege of growing up in the house of one of, as far as I'm concerned, and a lot of other people, one of the greatest men of God that ever lived on the face of this earth, as far as I'm concerned. And I had the opportunity to live with him. And I would see him and I would talk. I remember as a kid, I always, as a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 year old, and then on up, I would sit around after church and listen, because we'd go, I mean, he held revivals most of the time, or if he was pastor and he had the evangelist there, and they'd sit around and talk after church. And I would sit there and listen to these guys talk, you know. My mom said I would stay up as long as any of them stayed up, and then I'd get up and go to school. But I was interested in what they had to say. And I would hear them talking about how these people, man, they were blessed and they were shouting and running, but that's all they wanted to do. And by so doing, they weren't living the kind of life that God wanted them to live, because they didn't have the solid Word of God. Now, I'm not downing our mountaintop experiences, and I'm not trying to put a damper on your on your experience you have Friday night. What I'm trying to tell you is those are great and good, but those are not what we live on. We live based on the solid Word of God. Y'all with me? See, Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." You know, my dad would say it, and I guess I picked it up for him, if you base everything on God's word, there is no situation, no circumstance, no anything that can keep you from having victory. You might could say it, you know, there. We live by the word of God every day, no matter what the situation. You know, things are happening. Trouble is knocking at the door. I said, "Dad, what are we going to do?" "Son, just another opportunity to prove God's word works." Now, Dad, he liked what we so call these Holy Ghost meetings. He liked those, but he didn't base his life on it. In fact, he said we have to have teaching. We have to have the preaching and the teaching, because that's the word of God coming for. We base our life on the word. You know, no matter what's happening, we can go to the word. No matter what the circumstance is, you can go to the word. No matter whether you feel like shouting or not, you can go to the word. No matter whether you can see the end or not, you can go to the word. No matter if it feels like you're hemmed in and there's no way out, you can go to the word. See, I want you to get a hold of the fact that we live by the word no matter what happens. And our mountaintop experiences just help us to keep going. You know, I remember Dad pastoring one of those churches. You know, he only pastored three churches in my lifetime. He pastored one before where he was there for just a little while. Then he and Mom got married there in 1938. Then he was pastor down there in Farmersville when I was born, September 3rd, 1939. And he pastored that church. And you know, I guess four churches. Farmersville, Talco, Gregton, and Van. Yeah, that's the four. But there's having a meeting with the men in the church. And they got to talking about all the situations and the stuff they were facing. And the more they talked about it, the more frustrated they got. They got all worked up. And finally, one of them turned to my dad and said, "Brother Hagin, what are we going to do?" And he just looked at them the way he does, if you know him. I can almost hear him saying it. "Boys, we're just going to act like the word's true." That's the way he lived. I mean, he liked the moving of the Spirit as much as anybody, but he said, "We can't live there. We got to live in the word." You know, the word tells us that it's great to have a mountaintop experience, but when you come off the mountain, you got to live in the real world, and you're going to do it with the word, by faith. Amen. See, the word says to live by faith. That's what the word says. See, I'm telling you what the word says. See, live by the word. What does the word say? Live by faith. Habakkuk 2:4, the just shall live by faith. Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. Galatians 3:11, the just shall live by faith. Hebrews 10:38, now the just shall live by faith. Anybody get it? I went too fast. Well, I'll go back and say it again. Habakkuk 2:4, just shall live by faith. Like Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. You ought to already have all those marked. Galatians 3:11, the just shall live by faith. Hebrews 10:38, now the just shall live by faith. See, we can live by faith anytime, anywhere, every day of the week, no matter whether we're on the mountaintop or in the valley, no matter whether we're shouting or we don't feel like shouting. Hello, you all there? See, because it's our faith that overcomes the enemy. God tells us to live by faith. Now, I'm going to go over in Mark 11. That's, some people say that's Hagin scriptures. Well, it's your scriptures. Mark 11:22. So Jesus answered and said, have faith in God. See, if you're going to live by the word, you got to have faith. See, that means that it's necessary for us to have faith. It's possible for us to have faith. Actually, it's not an option. He didn't say have faith if you want to. He said that's actually a command. Have faith in God. Period. That's a statement. Have faith in God. Now, we are to base our living on what we believe from the Word of God. We don't base our living on the supernatural mountaintop experiences. We base our living on the Word of God. See, Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, hope that you receive them and you'll have them. Think about it. No, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Just believe. Just believe. You know, one of the shoe companies said, just do it. I say, just believe. Believing the word of God is our answer. What's my answer to my problem? Believe in the word. What's my answer to my financial situation? Believe in the word. What's my answer to being rejected? Believe the word. What's the answer to any of it? Believe the word. What does the word say? See, anytime you face any of these situations, what's the word say? Because I want to tell you what, when you're walking out there and the devil slaps you up beside the head with something, you're not going to feel like shouting. But if you go back and grab a hold of what the word says, the word says I'm more than a conqueror, so I can conquer this situation. The word says no weapon formed against me will prosper. The word says I win all the time. The word says, the word says, the word says. That's the same thing as saying it is written. Jesus said it is written. We need to turn around. We need to tell every situation, every circumstance, whatever it is, sickness, disease, a lack, whatever. The word says, 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 the word says. You, hey, If you start saying, this is what the word says, this is what the word says, it won't be long and you'll be shouting. Hello. See, faith is believing and then speaking. For surely I say unto you, whoever says this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in, shall not die, and his heart be the thing which says, come to pass, he shall whatever he says. See, I can say it almost fast as he did. Says, notice that it is you who says the word, believes the word, says the word. You do it. Not me, not your neighbor, not your wife, not your husband, not your friend, not your parents, not the teacher. Not the person you listen and preach on television. You. You are the one that has to say the word. Now, I can agree with you as you say the word, but you're the one that needs to say the word. It does no good for me to say the word if you're not saying the word. You know, you, yourself, me, myself, and I, you, me, everyone, we either speak the word of life or death. We either speak the word of health or sickness. We either speak the word of prosperity or poverty. We either speak the word of freedom or bondage. We speak it. We. You, me. It's up to us. And then, the way the word works for you is by acting. Acting. Believe, speak, act. See, that's the way you live when you're not on the mountaintop. When you had to come off the mountaintop, that's the way you live. Breathe, speak, act, what? What the preacher said? No, what the Bible said. The word, the word, the word, the word. Hold your Bible up. Your apparatus or whatever you got. The word. The word. Say it. The word. The word. This is my solid foundation. This is what I live on. Hallelujah. You know, acting. Believe, saying that. This is nothing you hadn't heard before. I'm just talking to you a little different way because I realize we come off of these spiritual highs, and anytime you come off a spiritual high, the enemy is going to attack you. I was just there on Mount Carmel in June. Ben was there too. Where's Ben? He's there. I don't know. He's sitting over. Where brother Ben? I'm looking. There he is. He was there. We up on top of Mount Carmel. And Bob was there too. Where is Brother Bob at? Where is Brother Bob? There, Brother Bob over there. Huh? Who? The yeah, the Hamiltons there. They were there. And then one other couple. I forget. Anyway, we were up there. Now, Elijah, he called down the fire. Then he prayed and it started raining. And then if you stand on Mark Carmel and look across there where he had to run. And then if you read, he sent the king ahead of time before he ever started running. So that means he had to catch up to him and outrun him over Great spiritual high. Woo! Call the fire down. Rain came. Outrun the king's chariot. And of course, the king, he didn't have no mules. He had racehorses. He didn't have no nags. See, you city people don't even know what I'm talking about. Now, Marvin, you from the Amish, they have horses. I bet your dad never bought no nags. Huh? No. He bought good horse flesh. That king had the best there was. And Elijah on one of them mountaintop experiences, hey, see, running in the spirit ain't new. Elijah did it. Come on now. Hand of the Lord come on him. That's the spirit of the Lord. Choom. Now, I'll show you. Now, he gets back there. He had killed all of Jezebel's prophets and so forth. And she said, Elijah, I'm going to paraphrase it, 2016. Elijah, before the morning come, I'm going to have your head. Now, he run off out there under the tree and said, oh, Lord, let me die. He didn't want to die. If he wanted to die, stay where he was. He already be dead. But what I'm saying is, see, he just had a spiritual high, and now the enemy attacked him. You will find out that the enemy will attack you after you have a spiritual high. And it's right here. You have to have the word. The word of God. See, James 1:25 says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. And then James 2:14 says, what does it profit, my brother, if someone says he has faith but does not have works, can faith save him? Weymouth translation of that says, what good is it, my brethren, if a man professes to have faith and yet his actions do not correspond? Can such faith save him? Message Bible said, dear friends, do not think you'll get anywhere in this if you learn all the right words but never do anything. Does merely talking about faith indicate that the person really has it? See, you can talk about it. That's the saying part. But does that really prove you have faith? Not according to what James said. We have to put action with believing and saying. Just talking about faith don't get it. Amen. We will experience what the word says when we learn how to believe, speak, and act. Those three things right there will get you through life. If you never have a mountaintop experience, but thank God you will. If you're in the word, you're going to have a mountaintop experience. There's no one way about it. But if you never had one, the word will get you through everything. Thank God for the mountaintop experiences. Thank God for camp meeting and last Friday night and all the services. But it's the word. We can't live on the high. We got to live on the word because that's the foundation. It's great to have a pretty building. And the aesthetics can be so great. The decorations inside can be fantastic. But if that building is not sitting on a solid foundation, it ain't going to stand. Hello? It's great to have all the experiences with God, mountaintop experiences, but if you are not grounded and living on the word, standing on the word, you're not going to make it. Thank God. Ross McCready, that drew this, architect this building, and Charlie Daniels sitting back out there built it. This building is built strong. When we had that snow on the back part of it back there, they told us from the people that built this thing, if it wouldn't have been built as strong as it was, that whole back end would have collapsed. Isn't that what they said, Charlie? Because it's built strong and it's on strong foundation. They say you can drive a truck into the one side of this building over there and never feel it over here. That's how strong it is. See, that's what you got to have, that kind of strong. You got to be founded strong and built strong in the word. Thank God for all of the hallelujah services. Hello. Let me ask some of you that was here Friday night or all during the week and you had a great time and a great high. How many of you Saturday had to face something? Hallelujah. How many of you was shouting? No. All you had to do is say, the word says. You start saying what the word says, and it won't be long, you will be shouting. But at the beginning, when it first hit you, you had to shout the word. Shout the word. See, you got to deal with next week and next week and next week and next week and next week. But then there'll be another spiritual high come. And all those are great, isn't it? Man, when it's been dry, no rain, and then all of a sudden it comes a refreshing rain shower. Isn't that fantastic? You were still living, you were still going, but man, that refreshing rain shower just refreshed everything. Or better yet, man, you've been playing ball, man. Oh, it's hot. I'm out there playing ball hot, but man, get back over to the bench or over to the dugout, get a big old cold drink of water. Oh, man, just refresh you. See, you're out there doing what needs to be done, but the water will refresh you. Hey, you're out there living on the word, living on the word, living on the word, living on the word, standing on the word. And then all of a sudden, you get one of them mountaintop experiences. That's like a refreshing cool drink of water. How many know where I'm coming from this morning? Believe, say, and act the word. We can always live by the word, no matter what's happening. We can always live by the word of God and enjoy the blessings of God because of the word, not because of the mountaintop experience. Thank God for those, but because of the word. Right here is what you live by. Right here's what you live on, not the mountaintop experiences. Praise the Lord. Anybody get anything out of this morning? Stand up and let's praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for all of our mountaintop experiences. But Lord, we thank you for the word, because the word is our foundation. The word is what we can live by. When everything is going bad, we can live on the word. When we don't have a mountaintop experience, we can live on the word. We thank you, Father, for the word. The word is our life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. With your heads bowed and eyes closed, if you happen to be in this place this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, well, you can't live by the word till you know Jesus. Are you in here today and you know what it is to live for God, but you know you're just not where you're supposed to be and you need to rededicate your life to God? Or maybe you're like a lot of people in this day and age. They go to church, but they don't know whether they've ever accepted Jesus as their Savior or not. Anybody on any one of those three invitations, let me see your hand right now. I want to pray with you and I'll pray for you. Anybody anywhere in this crowd, raise your hand, hold it up for just a moment so we can see it. There's a hand over there. Thank you. I see that hand. You can put it down. Thank you. The others that will raise their hand with this one. Anybody else? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We believe in being filled with the Holy Spirit around here. According to Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues. Spirit gave them utterance. Anybody here want to be filled with the Holy Spirit this morning? Let me see your hand. Anybody here want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Okay, okay. Listen, I saw several hands raised for salvation, rededication, or no-show experience, and I saw several for the Holy Spirit. If you raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, should have raised your hand, I want you to step out in the aisle right now and come down here. I want to shake hands with you and I want to pray with you right now. Come on. If you don't want to walk by yourself, ask somebody that walk down here with you. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on. God bless you, man. Just stand right here and we'll wait for some others. Come on. Come on. There's some others. Raise their hand. Come on. Bring them with you. Bring somebody down here. Come on. Come on. Hey, buddy. How you doing? Praise the Lord.
Really doesn't matter.
How you doing, buddy? Bless you. Come on. There's some more. Come on. Come on right now. Come on right now. There's some more. Come on. I'm going to wait on you just a minute. Come on. Don't hang back. Come on down right now. If you need somebody to come with you, ask somebody. They'll be glad to. Praise the Lord. Bless you, man. Praise the Lord. Come on. Anybody else? Come on. I'm going to wait. There's some others should come. Come on. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Today's your day. This is your time. This is when your life is going to change forever. Right now. Come on. Step out in the aisle. Come on down here. Right now. Come on. Come on. This is your time. I'm waiting on you.
Jesus,
I'm going to wait just a little bit longer. Come on. Come on. I'm waiting on you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hey, y'all that are standing in front of me, I got three books. New Birth, Why Tongues in Him. If I said I was going to give these to you and I put them out here, what you got to do to get them? Somebody show me. You got them. They're yours. You can take them. You can have them. All three, all of y'all going to get those same three books in just a minute. That's just a little exercise I do to show you. Y'all going to all get them when you go back here in a minute. That's just a little exercise I do to show you that you can reach out and get a book from me. But what you come to get is a spiritual thing. It don't come from man. It comes from heaven on high. Just as he reached his hand out and got those books, I want you to raise one hand toward heaven right now as we pray. Congregation, you pray with these. Pray as I pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for every one of these. I thank you that every spiritual need in their life will be met today. I thank you for salvation, rededication, no-so experience, blessed infilling of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for it now in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Put your hand down. Look at me for just a moment. I want you to go to a special place of prayer with Greg there. Get those books and make sure you get what you come for. So would you just turn and follow him that place of prayer right now? Praise the Lord. Give them a hand as they go. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, for those that should have come that didn't, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will deal with their hearts. And may they not be satisfied doing anything until they stop and accept you as Lord and Savior, rededicate their life. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, praise God. Remember all the announcements. Tonight, 6 o'clock right here, our Sunday night service. Wednesday night, Hour of Power, 7 to 8 right here. Next Sunday morning, special Back to School Sunday. Hey, Connection Team, go find those first-time guests, please. And take them to the place to get that special gift that we prepared for them. Nobody else moving unless you absolutely have to. We sing a chorus of dismiss around here. Pastors, you need to go to the doors. I'm going to be over here at the east. If anybody wants to see me, I'm over here on this east door today, okay? Tonight, be here, 6 o'clock. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Next Sunday morning, right here. God bless you. Let's sing, Rick.
Come on, let's declare it. Shine.